bit of a seasonal passing of the days here. June 1st means the beginning of hurricane season. The hurricane season along the Atlantic begins today. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying we could be in store for an above normal season. And we've just passed through a tornado season that's broken all records in certain places in the country. Now, hurricanes and tornadoes aren't related. We don't want to say that they are. But again, it's another sign of the times that the hurricane season beginning is a big part of the end of spring, beginning of summer. Dr. Erwin Redliner joins us, the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, author of Americans at Risk. So happy June 1st, Doc.
Thanks, John. That's a heck of an interview.
Okay.
Heck of an introduction there. So.
Jeez. So what are we to make of what NOAA has been predicting? And how closely do those predictions bear out as the season goes forward?
Well, you know, the predictions are always fraught with a certain amount of uncertainty, and I certainly wouldn't take this as the end-all and be-all, but indications are, as you noted, that we will have a pretty rough hurricane season. We may or may not. The question is, are we more or less prepared than we have been in the past, and where do we stand after experiencing the situation with the tornadoes in the Midwest these last few weeks?
Well, certainly the floodwaters on the Mississippi have tested the levee system in New Orleans from sort of the backside rather than the front side, which is what the hurricanes do. So, you know, we can expect that even a modest tornado or a modest hurricane in the New Orleans area is going to create some pretty obvious issues. But it seems to me that given what's happened with the tornadoes, we're looking at two issues. One, ocean conditions, and I'm wondering if there's any shift there, and just the general aggregate increase in energy in so many of these storms. We've certainly seen that in tornadoes.
There's no question about that. And then the other point about the levees, of course, is they have been rebuilt since Katrina hit in 05, but only to withstand a Category 3 hurricane, which I never quite accepted or could understand other than it's cheaper. But the problem is if we get a really powerful hurricane equivalent to the kind of tornado situation that we saw the last few weeks, then we could be in trouble just from the levee structures again. But the issue about what the atmospheric conditions are is all true. There has been and there will be continuing sea level rising because of some climate change and global warming factors. And in essence, I think we're heading in general towards more severe storms in the future.
You know, airliners are even beginning to think in terms of higher maintenance costs for stresses on airplanes in more turbulent atmosphere conditions. Does this call for greater investment for preparedness rather than budget cuts?
Well, I am very concerned because there have been some very significant budget cuts in general around preparedness and cuts to public health departments that are actually critical in responding to major disasters. So I don't think we're in a good place. But on the other hand, we don't actually know what we're aiming for in terms of investing in preparedness. No one's really defined what a prepared city or country actually is. And we have lots and lots of issues here. But the money is limited. We're going to have to make some priority decisions. There's no question about that.
Dr. Erwin Redliner, director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health on day one of hurricane season. Doc, you know, maybe next time we'll call you at Christmas. We'll be a little happier.
Yeah.
A little more upbeat.
Some more good cheer.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.